So I read through this.
Yes.
It's really interesting. I'll just give you some of my thoughts as I went through it. I guess the first thing is reading the statement of sort of the background of what happened. This idea that it was for 1,700 infringements, but they're only suing for 24, seems like it's, I don't want to use the word unfair, but it almost makes it seem to me like the jury was trying to split the difference between it, like that they were thinking 1,700, because the minimum for 1,700 is almost exactly the penalty they get for the 24. So that, to me, seemed like, if you're only suing for 24, you don't get to have it both ways. Then the piracy on the net, causing half the employees to lose their jobs, which I guess under cross-examination sort of fell through that argument. But the idea that piracy on the net caused that isn't Jamie's piracy. It wasn't that Jamie herself caused them to lose, to accrue all these damages. So when you get to the part where you're talking about Stephen Chevelle's thing, about how an individual being imposed that fine is unfair, I just thought that this idea of optimal is really just talking about like efficiency of enforcement. And it's not really optimal in terms of assigning blame to who actually caused the offense. And when I was reading through the jury instructions, the thing that really popped out at me was the idea of that an individual is of the same situation in life as a corporation. Which to me, when you get there, is you talk about the weaponry, like that there are different situations in life, and that means they're coming to court with different arsenals, with different power to defend. But it struck me when I read it as also it's would have different effects of a damage award, that the effect of $60,000 on a company is extremely different from the effect of $60,000 on an individual, which is really, when I think about, you know, that's like the epitome to me of this idea of the evil corporation suing an individual for minor harm. They're ruining someone's life, whereas there's no way that this one individual ruined that corporation. It's so completely uneven.